Something I love doing, and which is also the reason why I made my second million in cash received in just 14 months, is to test. So I test everything, content, sales strategies, launch strategies. I don't only rely on one thing and then take it as granted. I test, and something I test currently is the Threads algorithm. So how does it react to what I post? Which people see my posts? How do people react to certain topics? And something I was testing today, this morning, is that I wanted to go into a whole other topic. I was posting, woke up in Lisbon, any recommendations? Nice cafes, great dinner places, what to see, what to do. And even this post, which is neutral AF, it's not unhinged, it's not unleashed, it's nothing in terms of I share a big, big opinion. Even this post gets comments like, why don't you do your own research? Why do you make other people make the work for you? You arrive in the city and you don't know anything. So you can say whatever you want. It's always about how people perceive it. And when people have different or certain belief systems, they believe certain things, they have limiting beliefs, they have made maybe bad experiences, they have made good experiences, they receive everything you say, everything you post in a certain way. In most cases, it has nothing to do with you. People either celebrate it or they hate it, and that's okay. So what I want to do with you inside this training today is to reframe the entire topic of hate, because hate can be something that happens to you. And this is how it feels for most people. It is something that happens to me, as if I have no control, no power at all. It either happens or it doesn't happen. And that's not true. Because I want to give you today two new perspectives on hate, which is, on the one hand, the first one is that you decide how to handle hate. You decide whether it is something that lives in your head, whether it's something that determines how you make your moves that day, whether it's something that determines how you post, how you talk, what you say, where you say it, or if you just ignore it. Or if you don't make it mean something about yourself at all. You decide whether you pay attention to it or not. So if someone comments something under your post where you're like, "Ooh, I don't like that," you can just decide to ignore it. Because maybe you've already heard someone talking about how to handle hate, how to react to certain comments. And there is definitely a way in which you can leverage hate, in which you can use those things, what people comment under your post, how to, on the one hand, grow in terms of, oh, why does this exact sentence, this exact person trigger me personally? So you can use it to grow. You can use it for your marketing, because when you react in a certain way and you know your target audience, which you of course do, and you therefore know what is the belief system of my target audience, what it is what they believe, what it is what they want to believe about themselves, what are their perspectives on a certain topic. And therefore, you can comment in a way where you know now your post gets even stronger, because they disagree with the person commenting just as much as you do. And you use this thing to make a point, to even strengthen your opinion, your perspective, the thing you've said in the first place inside this post. You can do this. And you can grow so much power out of this. But also, you can just decide to ignore it. You don't have to pay attention at all, because just because someone took your stage, which is your post, this comment section, the possibility for this person to comment at all wouldn't exist if it wasn't about you, if it wasn't for you, if you wouldn't have made that post, this comment section would not exist. So when you imagine it like that, everything you create, every content piece is a stage. You create a stage for your brand by posting content. And when someone just stands up from the audience, conquers the stage, and makes everyone know, no, what she was saying, this is wrong, I hate it, would you put the spotlight on this person? Would you give this person a warm round of applause? Would you give this person more attention? Would you make a break from your own performance to have more space for this person to then say what she wants to say? Or would you just call your security to remove her from stage? If it was a physical room, you would remove this person from stage like that. You wouldn't even think about twice about it. So why should you do that when it comes to your posts? You can leave the comment there if you want to. And also I would do that. I wouldn't delete it because your target audience, your perfect clients, they are intelligent AF. They know what you stand for. They know what they stand for. And most of the times when there are hate comments, I always love this because most of the times people who comment in a hateful way, they expose themselves. You can just read through their entire limiting beliefs while commenting, especially when it comes to things like women who make much money. You know exactly that they are triggered by you making much money. So when your perfect fit clients read through that comment section, and they do because they got hooked what you had to say in first place, and then they dive into the comment section. And even if there are like 10, 20, 50 quote-unquote hate comments, she will go through that comment section and have her own stand on that. She won't start suddenly believe what the people inside the comment section are saying. She believes what she believes. And most of the time, it's the people who then don't comment, who even don't like that post, which then see you based on that comment section even more as the leader they want to hire. So that's for the baseline. Before we go into the second perspective, I want to give you insight this training today, because when it comes to hate, I already talked about that. It's always that people have the feeling of this is something that happens to me. It just happens. It's something where I open the app and then it just happened and oh my God and oh no. But what if I tell you that it's nothing that happens to you? What if I tell you that it is something you can control, you can direct, something you can use to grow? And not in a way of, oh, now I'm just saying like everything that's on my mind. I'm just saying everything of what I know that will trigger the heck out of people. I'm only doing polarizing things. I'm putting others down because I know then those people react to it. Then there is like this big party under my post and everything of what I do gets so much attention. This is not what I'm talking about. But you can use it in a way that is still premium, that is still on brand. And this is also something we will dive in more within week 2 and also free, which I'm so excited about. We are just getting started within this challenge. And I'm sitting here preparing my trainings and I'm like, oh, I want to do this with you and this and this and that. And there's so much I want you to show. Because when it comes to creating content, every single one of you inside this challenge and also 99% of all the people out there think their marketing way too small. Even when you already made like 7 figures, multi-7 figures, there is so much more to it. And it doesn't matter how much money you already made. What you're currently doing, your marketing, your content doesn't match your genius. Your work is so much bigger and so much deeper and so much more expensive than your marketing, than your content. And this is something we definitely need to change. So we already know we're getting rid of boring content at all inside this challenge. Boring content doesn't have a chance to survive. And also we want you, I want you to create something where people are like, oh my God, wow. Where you create something that turns people's heads, something where you live, you, your brand, your opinion, your perspectives live rent-free in your clients' heads that they think about even when they are not online, because this is what we want to create. And this is what true marketing, true campaigns do for you. When it's not about just posting on an Instagram feed anymore, when it's about creating something that has your level, that has the Devil Wears Prada level, where there is like this big campaign campaign, this big world around, so that people get to feel what it feels like to be part of your world. This is the work I do with my clients. And this is also we have to have in mind when it comes to the second perspective I want to give you when it comes to hate, because I already said it's not nothing that just happens to you. You can leverage it. You can use it for yourself. So when I create these campaigns with my clients, for example, right now I'm in preparation for a production date in May with a seven-figure entrepreneur who is blowing up right now. And we create this production like short films, additional photo set, a whole campaign around her 12-month mastermind, which will it sell out like that. And what I do when I create these campaigns with my clients, where we go into every detail. So it's not only about video. It's not only about creating great footage in terms of videos, in terms of photos or offer branding. It's like going into every single touch point, every content piece, so that everything comes together to create this entire storyline around a signature offer, which then makes it a no-brainer for the right people, because they get so soaked in into the storyline, because this offer becomes a status symbol inside her niche. And what I love to do there is to go over the top, to create something that people will love to judge, something that is too much. Because what feels too much is what gets attention. But you can do this in such a premium way. And sometimes it's about the visual world, the visuals itself. Sometimes it's about the offer branding. Sometimes it's about the story we tell. Sometimes it's about certain content pieces which are top of funnel, which then make sure that we get the attention of the right people. And this is what gives you back your power, because then it stops being something that just happens to you or not happens to you. It becomes something you can use. So in every campaign I create with my clients, we integrate certain polarizing content pieces from which we know that they will drive attention in a way that is not cheap, in a way that is not like high school vibe level, mean girl energy, but in a way that is still premium, still sophisticated, that will make people comment in a hateful way, the wrong people, and therefore will drive in the right people. When you post something where you want to collect hate with, where you want to polarize in a way with, because most of you, when I say polarizing content, you create something that is edgy. And then what you truly want with that is that all the people you want to work with agree with you. So when you post polarizing content right now, you subconsciously want people to agree with you. You tell yourself you also want to repel the wrong clients. And yes, you do, but you want them to walk away silently and not say anything at all. And you want your colleagues, your competitors, you want all your clients, the people you want to work with, all these people you want to comment under it in a way of finally someone says it. But you still try to avoid someone telling you this is not right. I don't agree with you. This is bullshit. This is nonsense. And as long as you try to protect yourself from that, you only play on 60%, not on 100, not on 111, not on 1,000, take the number you want, only on 60%. But as soon as you not only allow yourself, but also use hate as a mechanism to create great marketing, and you are fine with people commenting quote-unquote hateful things because this is exactly what you want them to do, then you get free. Then it's not about you anymore. Then it's not about, oh, I said something and now my entire belief system is shaking up in terms of, am I full of integrity? Is it enough of integrity? Am I a good person? Oh, maybe my belief, my opinion, my perspective is wrong. But then you start making real marketing, which is what I want you to do inside this challenge. When it comes to one thing that you take away from this challenge, when it's only one thing, I know it's going to be 100 things. But if it's only one thing I wanted to be this. That you stop being a content creator, stop being coach 721, service provider 721, consultant 721, it doesn't matter, and start making real marketing, leading a global company, creating your category of one, and acting like the legend you are. I'm so excited for all the things to come for the next days. Also share your main takeaways of this training in the comment section. I'm excited to read through them all, and I can't wait to see everything what we're doing inside of this, everything we're doing inside of VIP, which you still can upgrade to, but also only until end of this week. So if you plan to upgrade to VIP, do it now. Don't wait for it. Hit me a DM on Instagram with VIP. I'll send you the link. It's 222 only. And it's not only that we get an additional call in there where we actually create together. We will create content inside this call. It's also that I get to rework one of your content pieces. It can be a reel. It can be a carousel post. Something you already published. Something you just finished but didn't publish yet. And I will get into it and rework it entirely. So when it's a carousel post, you will send me the Canva link and I will go into it. I will rewrite it to make it even stronger. I will go into the visuals so that it matches your brand and is an upgrade at the same time, so that you get to post this content piece, which will do exactly what you want it to do. Or if you send me over a reel, which you either published or just quote unquote finished, then I will create you an entire concept of how to upgrade this reel, how to make it even stronger, to make it one that lives in your brand, not only for 48 hours, but for weeks or months. So not upgrading to VIP doesn't make sense at all. Hit me a DM on Instagram. You will get the link and get instant access to the VIP only Telegram group. Hear you tomorrow with the next training.